Hey everybody, I know it's been a long time.
Enterpods.
Star Trek Enterpods, episode 27 coming at ya. Season 2, episode 3, Minefield. And we're going to do a countdown. We're going to go 3, 2, 1, and then click the 10 seconds back button. And that's when we're all going to start watching the episode together. Okay. So... 3, 2, 1, 10 seconds back button.
You wanted for breakfast, so I took the liberty of having Chef prepare his famous Eggs Benedict. It'll be fine, sir.
Cuisine is notoriously...
You plan to eat standing up?
Tight.
Yeah.
Just not very... He's always ill at ease.
Yeah, but also they don't know a lot of information.
This isn't a visit to the principal's office, Malcolm. At ease. Thank you, sir. Just wasn't sure whether you called me here to discuss something. No, no business. I just wanted to have a long overdue meal with my armory officer.
Eggs Benedict. Who's this
Benedict?
I heard
that England made it to the finals in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I beg your pardon? The World Cup? Soccer?
Oh. I'm afraid I don't much follow football, sir.
Any sports you do follow?
No, not particularly.
I follow sports that involve shooting.
Thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
Hard to make small talk with Malcolm.
I've been working on the duty roster, sir. We only have 2 crewmen assigned to the armory full time. If we added a third, Ensign Tanner... We'll be free to begin those upgrades to those torpedo launchers I told you about.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to bring your homework to the table?
So?
This looks fine. Archer?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Captain, but we've detected an uncharted system along our present course. One of the planets is Minchara class.
Hey, it's not a war. I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we'll have to reschedule.
Whenever it's convenient. I'll do so.
So M-class planets are the ones they always look for because yeah. That's where human life
Anybody
could
home?
Possibly, or humanoid life.
Mm-hmm. What about geographical features? Anything interesting?
There's a chain of volcanoes that spans an entire hemisphere.
Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I could use some fresh air. Put us in a standard orbit.
Yes, sir.
Find a volcano with a gentle slope. Preferably one that's not erupting. Prep a shuttle pod, Travis. We'll take shifts down to the...
Whoa! Oh, no.
Dang, that's like a whole wing of the...
Took a bite out of the ship.
It's been a long road. Getting from there to here. It's been a long time. And my time is finally near. And I will see my dream come alive at last. I will touch the sky. And they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna change my mind. Cause I got faith of the heart. No one will take me. I got faith to believe I can do anything. I've got strength. of the soul. No one's gonna bend or break me. I can reach any star. I've got faith. Faith of the heart.
Yeah.
Gotta love that theme song.
Whew. Beautiful.
Report. There was a thermokinetic explosion in the outer hull. Port forward quarter. Breaches on C deck. D deck.
Took a bite.
Bridge to sick bay. We need medical assistance.
Acknowledged.
Emergency bulkheads. They're in place. But 8 subsections have decompressed.
Was anybody in them?
Can't tell, sir. Not yet.
Find out what happened. Malcolm!
I'd give you an answer if I could, sir. The sensor logs aren't showing anything. All systems were functioning normally.
Archer to engineering.
Captain, what's going on?
I was hoping you could tell me.
We've got plasma fires and overload in the EPS grid, but whatever caused that explosion, I don't have a clue. Weapons fire, an asteroid?
Nothing on our sensors. How are your people?
A few bumps and bruises, but we're all right.
Keep me posted. Archer out. Any casualty reports?
Figures are coming in, sir. 17 so far, including Hoshi. No fatalities.
Hoshi.
Get this man into the imaging chamber.
What's happening? Are we under attack?
I don't know.
Doctor!
Captain, something just struck the ship. Starboard side, upper aft quadrant.
Can you get a visual?
No.
Whoa.
There. Just behind the secondary plasma vent. You see it?
Oh.
Some kind of cloaked ship? It's too small.
It's a cloaked.
I'm not reading any bad signs.
Enemy mine.
It's armed with tricobalt explosives.
I think it's a mine. And judging by the firepower, something similar damaged our ship. Can you tell if it's active?
No reason to believe it's not.
Captain, it's lodged near Impulse Reactor 2. An explosion anywhere near there could disable Enterprise.
What if we polarize the adjacent hull plating?
We don't know how it's triggered. Somebody has to go out there and defuse it. And it should be me. I have the ordnance training.
Oh, Eggs Benedict has to go defuse a bomb.
Malcolm in the middle.
He's in the middle, all right.
I've never heard of a minefield with just 2 mines.
Nope.
Are the quantum beacons still mounted on the grappler arm?
I believe so.
Lower them into position. Then modify the view screen.
The quantum what?
Activate the beacon.
Beacon.
They were designed to penetrate Sula bomb cloaking devices. I'll try shifting the phase variance.
Their spacesuits always seem too flimsy to me. So much space to keep out. Yeah. And so much atmosphere to keep in. And then I don't ever get the light in front of their face. Is it just so we can see their face? So I don't think they can see better that way.
I bet it does something.
Lieutenant Reed to the bridge. I've opened the outer hatch. Wish me luck.
It doesn't have a tether. That scares me.
I'm detecting something in the gamma spectrum. base variant, 0.0075.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
They're in the smack dab in the middle of a minefield.
Size is correct. Ooh.
Its surface is pockmarked. Probably micrometeorite impacts. It seems to have been in orbit for some time. The spikes are magnetic. Two of them have locked onto the hull. Stand by. I'm going to run an internal scan. Proximity sensors. They appear to be offline. It looks like the mine doesn't think it's hit anything. I believe I found an access panel. I'm going to try and remove it and get a look inside.
How bad is it? I can't really tell until we can get into the decompressed sections, but I imagine it's pretty ugly. I've got one piece of good news. A bit of head count. We didn't lose anyone.
Really?
Trip, I'm not sure Malcolm's going to be able to defuse this thing. Couldn't we just detach that section of hull plating? Let it drift away?
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be...
We'd have to reroute some EPS conduits. There's about 300 bolt couplings. It could be done. How long? 3 or 4 hours. But I wouldn't recommend it, sir. You'd be exposing a good piece of the impulse manifold. Get a team started. I'll consider it a last resort.
They wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
I'm removing the panel. The alarming mechanism's extending.
Later. Whoa!
Captain.
We see it, Malcolm.
Ship.
Romulans?
No, it can't be Romulans.
Ferengi?
Ever see a ship like that?
No. It's deflecting our scans.
Why didn't the beacons let us see through its cloak?
Perhaps the mine's using a more primitive cloaking system.
Sir, they're hailing us.
Maybe they are. We're about to find out.
Translator's not locking on.
Where's Hoshi? Get her back in here.
She's
in sick bay. Yeah.
Archer to sick bay.
Yes, Captain.
Is Hoshi in any shape to return to the bridge? It's urgent.
I'm afraid not. She suffered a rather severe concussion.
She's like, later.
Tell them I'm on my way.
You'd be of little help in your present condition, Ensign.
Any luck?
Not yet.
They're charging weapons.
What?
Mr. Starboard in the cell by less than 20 meters.
It was a warning shot.
Not a very subtle warning shot. Can you get us out of here? The orbits of those mines are pretty erratic, sir. It's going to be tricky. We'll give you whatever help we can. Bridge to Lieutenant Reed.
Go ahead.
Our friends seem to be anxious for us to leave. We're going to break orbit, nice and slowly.
Understood. If you plan to go to warp, sir, you'll let me know.
I'll try to
maneuvering
remember.
Thrusters only.
Aye, sir.
Activate the beacon.
Following us. What?
They're just telling him.
Our friends just vanished.
That doesn't mean they're not still close.
How far does this minefield extend? Good gravy.
Ooh.
Lieutenant Reed, the bridge.
Go ahead.
I've identified four separate detonation circuits. If I can isolate them in a proper sequence,
ooh,
I should be able to deactivate the mine. It'll take some doing.
Huh?
But to be honest, Captain, it's only a theory.
Oh, no.
How good a theory.
The closest thing I'm familiar with that this device resembles is a Triton-class spatial torpedo. I've disarmed at least half a dozen of those. I believe I can do it, sir.
I've got Trip working on a backup plan. But I'd prefer not to use it. Right now, you're our best bet. Be careful, Malcolm.
I do like how they don't easily understand all the alien races.
Yes,
I see it.
Ooh. No! What?
His suit is forming a
bridge
seal, so he won't lose.
Another one of those spikes I told you about.
What about it?
It attacked me.
It just magnetized itself to the hull.
Right through my leg.
Yeah.
On its way. It went through my leg, sir.
I'm on my way, Lieutenant. The bridge is yours. Captain, I should be the one to go out there. I'm the engineer. That's why I need you here, Trip.
Ooh.
You'll have to wait in line for my osmotic eel to cauterize your wound. He's getting quite a workout today. Ensign.
You need a translator. I should be at my post.
I realize you're anxious to help, but you wouldn't make it to the turbo lift. If you'd like, I could have them bring the comm logs here.
Yep.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thought you might need a hand.
She must be concussed or something.
Actually,
she is.
I prefer a leg.
Malcolm.
What do you do with the one you got?
I'd prefer a leg.
Could have been worse. It missed the bone. And it looks like the pressure from the spike is keeping the wound from bleeding too much. He'll be in sick bay in no time. These should cut right through it. Actually, sir, I wouldn't do that.
It's probably armed.
My scans showed detonation circuits inside the spikes.
Oh.
I would consider letting you amputate. But if Chef got hold of it, he'd be serving roast meat for Sunday dinner.
Oh, boy.
Just give me something for the pain. And I'll do my best to reach the access panel. Not without doing more damage to that leg. What's more important? My leg or your ship? I intend to save both. I don't see how. That backup plan I was telling you about? I asked Trip to prepare to detach this section of hull plating. Seemed like a good idea at the time. It's still a good idea. Not with you attached to it. I hope that's an anesthetic. Locks his own recipe. Please, sir.
Have some more.
I don't want you too sedated. I'm gonna need your help.
Yeah.
Someone's gotta defuse this thing. You're gonna talk me through it. With all due respect, Captain, disarming mines is extremely delicate business. I'm trained for it. You're not. I'm a quick study. It's too dangerous. In case you haven't noticed, Lieutenant, we're sitting about 5 meters from an impulse reactor. I'm not leaving till we take this weapon offline. Sir, the way I see it, you don't have much choice. You're sort of stuck here.
Oh, boy.
So would you let me get started?
Here you go.
Thingy.
I hope you've got a steady hand.
Oh, wow. Ooh, and we can't see the mines that they're driving through because we're not looking through the main screen.
Right, but they got through them already.
Oh, okay.
He piloted them out of there. They're out of the minefield, but...
Lord,
They're ordering us to leave their system immediately, or they'll destroy us.
Charming. Did you figure out a way to compose a message back explaining we're going as fast as we can?
I can try.
And their next message?
They say they've annexed this planet in the name of something called Romulan Star Empire.
I was right.
Romulan. It's pronounced Romulan.
Woo!
Romulans. I read about them when I was with Daniels.
Oh. What'd you find out?
Not much, just the name. He wouldn't let me see anything else. DePaul?
They're rumored to be an aggressive territorial species, but the Vulcan High Command has never made direct contact with them. Ensign Sato's translation says that they're demanding that we withdraw from the system immediately.
That's going to be a little tough to do at the moment. Is there any way you can explain our situation?
She believes she'll have a reply prepared within the hour.
How's it going out there, Cap?
We've taken two of the detonation circuits offline. Three more to go. Keep me posted.
I thought you said there were four.
I don't know. I don't remember.
The next one's going to be tricky. Do you see the Y-shaped components surrounding the circuit? There's six of them. Right. Those are timing relays. You'll have to rotate each one counterclockwise 70 degrees.
What?
But it has to be done in the proper order.
Oh!
I'll guide you through it. Start with the relay to your upper right. 1 centimeter. And then turn it 70 degrees.
70?
Counterclockwise. Good. Now pull it out. Slowly.
70
Careful not to touch the housing.
Oh.
Well done. Now complete that set. On the diagonal.
Oh.
So where were we? So, this morning, at breakfast before we were interrupted. You said you didn't follow any particular sport?
Oh.
Well, I'm afraid I haven't started following one since breakfast, sir. Now, go to the relay top center. Watch that one. I believe it may be damaged. It'll need some extra torque to deactivate it.
Ooh.
How about hobbies? Any hobbies? No, not really, sir. I've sworn I've seen you reading a book or two in the mess hall. Sir, do you really think that this is the appropriate time for a chat? It helps me focus. Calms my nerves. Sorry. It made you a little nervous this morning, too, didn't it? Why is that? If you must know, I was honored to be asked to sit at your table. I just wasn't entirely comfortable having a casual meal with my captain. I was trained not to fraternize with superior officers. Never too late to learn. Frankly, sir, from my point of view, that kind of socializing has no place on a sergeant. I had a CO once. Felt the same way. They're your crew, not your friends. I thought about that a lot when I took this command. But then I realized this is not your typical mission. We could be out here for years. All we have to depend on is each other.
Ooh.
There are two left. Top left, first.
But Daddy said there were seven.
I appreciate your suggestions.
Why wasn't paying attention?
Anything else? Well, since you asked, bridge protocols have become somewhat lax. Many people offering opinions. We're here to carry out your orders, sir. You're the captain. What's the point of having a senior staff? They just sit around with their mouths shut. Glad they have opinions. I rely on them. keep going. And in the area of security, I sometimes think you could show a little more caution, sir. I'm aware of your concerns in that area. Not to say that it hasn't been a privilege to have served with you. Sir, you're talking in the past tense, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Now, reinsert all six relays, but in the reverse order.
Ooh.
You're doing fine, sir. Thanks.
No, they're still navigating through.
Well, it looks like they're out now.
Now they are.
You've earned yourself a break, Travis.
Ooh.
It's not just you can cover the helm for a while. Thank you, sir. I prefer to stay at my post.
Bridge to Captain Archer.
Go ahead.
We're clear of the minefield.
Maintain course and speed.
Understood.
This last detonation circuit has an added attraction. I'm seeing something that looks like a backup arming mechanism.
Oof.
We'll have to fool the circuit into thinking it's still online. How do we do that? There's a hyper spanner in the equipment case. Take out its power cell and strip off the casing. You must have realized this wasn't going to be your typical armory posting. That my command style lacked a certain spit and polish. It was obvious. Don't mind me saying so. Strange. What's strange, sir? I understand you came from a long line of Royal Navy men. Your father, your grandfather. Why pick Starfleet? Why not continue the family tradition? God knows I tried. What happened? I'll need a circuit probe.
You falling asleep? Okay.
Studied all the great naval battles. I don't know. I suppose I thought I'd just grow out of it. Out of what? Aquaphobia. You're afraid of the water? More precisely, afraid of drowning. So, instead of a life on the sea, you chose a life in the vacuum of space.
Far away from water.
Far away from everything.
Yeah.
I had a great uncle who suffered from the same problem. But he faced his fears. Joined the Navy. Had a distinguished career. All you have to do is attach it to the cylinder on your upper right. It's working. Start with the topmost component. Use the caliper to lift it a few millimeters, and then turn it clockwise, 360 degrees, and then gently reinsert it.
Ooh.
He's making this stuff.
He was something of a hero to me. My great uncle.
360 degrees.
The one with aquaphobia?
He went counterclockwise!
He signed up with the submarine service. Talk about facing your deepest fears.
Oh no, he's going clockwise.
He was a brave man. Wasn't long before he'd worked his way up through the ranks. Made chief engineer on the HMS Clement.
you know the story of the Clement, sir?
I don't think I do.
Good. Now, the other five components. Repeat the same process on each one. Counterclockwise.
They were telling me about the Clement.
They were on a routine patrol when they had an accident. And there's a beautiful irony for you. They hit a mine. Left over from some world war. There they were, trapped underneath an ice shelf. Several compartments flooding, including engineering. Can you imagine? My great uncle, a man afraid of drowning. The ship was sinking, losing power. According to his lieutenant, my great uncle sealed himself in the engine room and kept the reactor online long enough for his crew to make it to the escape pods. He went down with his ship. He did what he had to do to save his crewmates.
I appreciate what you're trying to tell me, Malcolm. But I was hoping you'd be able to save your heroics for another time.
I just want you to know, sir, that I am prepared.
Gotcha.
If we're not able to defuse this mine, the safety of the crew...
I said I heard you, Lieutenant.
I'm afraid we have another problem, sir.
What? What is it?
I need to use the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
I won't tell a soul. In my EV suit, sir.
Here are some details.
What? What the heck?
It heard them say something and thought it said something else. Come on, Hoshi.
You've ignored our warnings.
We were unable to translate your language until a short time ago. We're trying to defuse a weapon lodged on our hull.
I'm well aware of your situation. Our scans show you're prepared to detach the hull segment surrounding the mine. Complete the procedure and leave this system immediately.
We've got a man trapped out there. Don't your scans show you that?
One crewman. You have 82 others safely aboard. Jettison the hull segment and leave. We will not tolerate espionage.
T'Pol, report.
And then they go cloaked.
They're demanding that we jettison a section of hull plating and leave.
Escape us, Captain. They know we're ready to detach it.
I'm defusing the last detonation circuit. Stand by.
Six?
No, just the one.
Oof.
Lieutenant?
When you've deactivated that final circuit, it triggered a sub-detonator.
How can we get to it?
We can't.
What?
It's too deep inside. We'd have to dismantle the entire mine. Captain, those heroics we spoke about. I think it may be time.
ready to give his life for the ship.
You've done all you can, sir. What it's worth. You'd make a fine armory officer. Show me that sub detonator. I'd prefer a burial at sea. I'm not completely vaporized. I thought you were afraid of the water. Your scanner, Lieutenant. I told you, sir. There's nothing we can do. We'll dismantle this thing piece by piece if we have to. That'll take days. My schedule's open. Now these Romulans, they don't seem like the patient types. The longer we stay in this system, the more likely they're going to attack. As much as I appreciate all your efforts, you have to detach the hull plating. It's the only option. I'm not about to leave one of my crew behind. You're putting Enterprise at risk.
We're wasting time. Help me figure out a way to get you off of here. That's an order.
Oh, no, no, he's taking the arms.
What the hell are you doing?
Maybe if the mine thinks that he's dead, it'll detach from his leg.
No, he's trying to show his captain that he's willing to give his life for the ship.
Try another stunt like that.
Great.
Well, he took all his air away.
If I were the kind of captain you think I should be, I'd bust your ass back to crewman.
Begging your pardon, sir. But if you were that kind of captain, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd have cut me loose by now.
I'm not gonna do that, Malcolm. When we triggered that sub-detonator, why didn't the mine explode right away? How many seconds went by before I rearmed it?
It's a decoy.
Sir,
how many seconds?
I don't remember. 10, maybe 12.
It felt more like 20.
10, 20, what's the difference?
If it had exploded, how big would the yield have been?
Oh yeah, sub.
Judging by the damage the first mine caused, I'd guess about a quarter of a kiloton. What are you getting at, sir?
How close is your team to finishing?
They're down the last few couplings. What's going on out there?
We're gonna detach the plating.
I'm sure you did everything you could, Captain.
I'm going with it. Could a shuttle pod hatch withstand a quarter kiloton blast?
Depends how close it was.
20 meters, maybe 25.
Well, they're reinforced with Duritanium alloy. They can take a hell of a beating. What do you got in mind?
I need 2 shuttle pod hatches. Have them brought up here on the double.
Sir?
On the double.
I'm confused.
Captain, I assume there's no point in my questioning your plan. Bridge to Captain Archer.
Go ahead.
We're ready.
See you soon.
Hang on, fellas.
Way the Romulans will be like, oh, okay, well, they did what we asked. Whoa! $300 bolts.
600 meters.
Another 100 ought to do it. Subcommander.
Hail them.
What do you want now?
No response. They're charging weapons.
Polarize the hull plating.
I'll do what I can, but keep in mind we're missing some of it.
It's rearming.
That's it. Let's go.
Oh. They took some of the hull plating with them?
No, Malcolm took a shuttle pod door.
Oh, it's gonna blast him back to the ship. Oh!
Enterprise to Captain.
Please respond.
Captain, respond.
Oh.
Maybe their transmitters were knocked out in the blast.
Oh.
Travis?
I see them. Bearing 213, Mark 4. Closing in.
Open the doors to Launch Bay 2.
The Romulans locking weapons.
Reach to Dr. Flux.
Go ahead.
Meet us outside Launch Bay 2.
They're targeting our engines.
100 meters more. 50. I've got them. Sealing Launch Bay doors.
Go to Wilkinson.
If they can with that piece of rope.
Ooh.
You all right? All things considered. If I may say so, sir, your style of command does have its advantages.
Yeah, you're not dead.
Yeah.
So, how long was it? I counted 10 seconds.
10? It was more like 20.
Respectfully, sir. Yeah. It was 10. I'm not gonna argue with you, Malcolm.
It was 20. That's an order.
That's an order. Woo!
No man left behind.
Woo! Thanks for watching and listening, everybody.
Watching and listening.
So what parts of that episode did you have to have a refresher for, Dad?
Really none.
You remembered all of it?
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Follow at Star Trek Enterpods. That's NTR pods, and we're gonna do as many more of these as we can before I ship out.
Ship out and shape up.
Ship out and shape up. Yeah, thanks again for listening and watching. Da-da-da-da. And have any final words?
Engage.
Engage. Also, engage with us on social media.
Whoa! I see what you did there.
Twitter.com/StarTrekEnterPods, NTRPODS. And then this, share this with everyone you know, because there's leagues more of Star Trek to come for this podcast.
Leagues.
Leagues and leagues. Listen to my first original podcast, You and Me and Thoughts and Talk with Doug Culp. That is up to episode 390. Go watch Free Guy, the movie.
It was awesome.
We saw it earlier tonight, and I had seen it one other time, and I still loved it another time. I'm going to see it another time. I mean, it's really good. Let's see. Go listen to my original music at reallyglad.youcame.bandcamp.com. And my personal Twitter is twitter.com/Dougathan. That's Dougathan. And also the same handle on Instagram. You know, I'm out there. We're out here. So.
And so are you.
And, be good to each other and just get ready for the next episode because it's a-coming. All right.
Ciao.
Bye.